Today is part one of a two-part story, The Tule Elk of the Owens Valley. Travelers along El Camino Sierra are often surprised to see large numbers of antlered animals much larger than a common mule deer, recurrently grazing in the fields throughout the Owens Valley. The Tule Elk is a magnificent creature that frequents the open country adjacent to Highway 395. Their numbers have not always been so great. In 1874, there was just one breeding pair remaining in all of California. It is thanks to the efforts of an Owens Valley couple who helped bring this regal symbol of the great American West back from the brink of extinction in the 1930s. The Tule Elk are actually not native to Eastern California. Their ancestral domain was the marshes and grasslands of the Great Central Valley and the grassy hills of the Coast Range. It is estimated their numbers were as high as 500,000 when the first European settlers arrived in California in the early 1700s. As California grew, the elk population plummeted. Domestic livestock competed for food, and the elk were hunted to feed the thousands of miners during the California Gold Rush, which further led to their decline. By the 1870s, there was just a single breeding pair of Tule elk in the entire state. The two remaining elk were quickly placed under protection, and in an aggressive recovery effort, it was put into place. The population at first resurged, but then habitat loss and poaching took their toll, and the state's population dwindled to just 28 elk by 1895. Wildlife officials once again stepped in to aggressively manage the remaining elk. During the next several years, no fewer than 21 attempts were made to transplant elk to different locales throughout the state. Sequoia and Yosemite National Park, among other places, were thought to be an ideal location for the elk, but each of the relocation efforts failed to produce the desired results, and the Tule elk's numbers continued to languish. In 1933, Owens Valley businessman and conservationist Walter Dow, along with his wife Maud, came to the rescue. They initiated and financed the transplanting of the 27 struggling elk from Yosemite to a ranch they owned in the Owens Valley. The following year, the Dows arranged to bring an additional 28 elk from a reserve the state had established near Tupman, California. The recovery efforts for this noble species at their new Owens Valley home had begun.